The U.S. Army in Alaska held its first ever international conference last week on cold weather combat. Elite specialists in mountaineering, skiing, and Arctic survival came to the Northern Warfare Training Center near Fairbanks to learn new techniques for fighting in terrain that can itself be a weapon against troops. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the conference comes as the Army is putting its focus on the Pacific and the Arctic.
It's 10 to 20 degrees below, depending on who you ask, at the Black Rapids training site, and Chief Warrant Officer Ramel Hurtado is striking his knife to spark a fire in a pile of twigs he gathered.
It's a very tedious process. You know, nature provides.
Hurtado is at Black Rapids for an Army course in Arctic survival. Usually this camp, an hour south of Delta Junction, is used for training troops stationed in Alaska on how to operate in cold terrain. But this week, specialists from 12 countries paid their way from as far away as Nepal for a summit on Arctic and mountain warfare. As international attention drifts further north, the Defense Department is leaning more on its military assets in Alaska. Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown is a public information officer for the Army.
We recognize that cold regions are pretty significant right now and becoming more significant. You know, the Arctic is only going to become more relevant. So military forces across the world are going to have to be able to adapt and react to these colder regions.
Snowshoeing up a hill in a thin white tunic, Lieutenant Colonel Francois Defoe watches soldiers and specialists ski by. Defoe is from the Advanced Warfare Center in Canada and says he's studying the particulars of how his colleagues do many of the same things, only different.
I think the most important thing that we're looking at when we go outside like this is how you get dressed, because in the Arctic, you know, the big point is the layer system, and either you will freeze or you'll be overeating.
Not everything was so hands-on, though. Delegates spent a lot of time just explaining to each other details about their country's cold weather military capabilities. Denmark became interested in its Arctic areas just 3 years ago and is trying to integrate the unique abilities of its home guard in Greenland, some of whom spend months patrolling the remote coasts by dog sled. The Germans boast a mountain facility where specialists can take courses in high-altitude sniper shooting. Dorjniam Shinbeor is head of the Mongolian Army's Special Task Battalion. He says his military is drawing on nomadic traditions for carrying artillery and supplies.
Yeah, we're using the horse and yaks and camel. Yeah.
Some of the specialists came from countries without an obvious connection to the cold. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Rogerson oversees Australia's rescue operations for Antarctica, as well as the rarely mentioned Australian Alps. He says Arctic readiness is essential for the kinds of international conflicts drawing warm weather troops to cooler climates.
The Australian Army continues to have a global mission promoting peace. And so in particular with our US partners, that's taken us to some pretty cold places, be that Korea or more recently Afghanistan. And so who knows where that next location might be. But we want to be well prepared for that.
Going forward, military leaders want a better sense of who knows the most when it comes to cold weather. Sergeant Adam McQuiston spent part of January training with the Finnish Army, who practically wrote the book on Arctic warfare. McQuiston is helping bring what he learned with the elite Jaeger Brigade into the U.S. Army's own training. Lessons like how to build a fire on top of a hill after submerging in ice water, part of his coursework, and some training that is really only available in Finland.
They did a reindeer slaughter. One of the gentlemen brought live reindeer in, and we ended up field dressing them and ended up cooking them that night.
But the Defense Department is sending mixed signals. The national troop drawdown could hit Alaska's two Army bases hard, with more than 11,000 positions potentially cut. Officials are visiting next week to see Forts Richardson and Wainwright for themselves and to hear from community members. Yet the head of the Army, General Ray Odierno, flew into Black Rapids aboard a Black Hawk helicopter for a quick lunch with troops and then to give a brief address on where collaborative efforts building Arctic capacity fit into the Army's overall strategy.
As I look at the new environment that we're operating in around the world, in order to solve these many problems that are popping up, it's going to require a joint interagency multinational solution.
One auspicious absence at the event was Russia, who the U.S. military is barred from working with because of sanctions over the conflict in Ukraine. However, specialists say that their interests in preparing for cold weather combat have less to do with any one particular geopolitical hotspot than building a long-term ability to operate effectively in an area garnering more and more attention from travelers, companies, and countries. In Black Rapids, I'm Zachariah Hughes.